This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the recent and undeserved, it seems to me, liberation of Bill Cosby from his prison term, despite a terribly botched election in New York City, where they have no idea who won that election more than a week ago now. Despite all of those difficulties, there are serious difficulties in foreign policy. The Biden administration, as well as the leadership in Tehran of the evil government in Iran, say they are both poised to ratchet up attacks on one another following a retaliatory rocket strike by pro-Iranian forces in Syria against a U.S. base. So what are the real dangers facing the United States and how do we cope with them? There's nobody better to ask, literally nobody in the country, than the former Secretary of State, and I believe he was a distinguished Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. He was an Army officer, graduated first in his class at West Point. He was a distinguished, very popular Congress member from Kansas. And Mike Pompeo, great to be speaking with you now.
Michael, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor. First of all, President Biden has said on different occasions the number one threat to the U.S. is white supremacy. The number one threat to the U.S. is domestic terror. The number one threat to the U.S. is global warming. I know you're concerned about all those things, too. But if someone asks you that question, what's the biggest threat to America right now? What would Mike Pompeo say?
Oh my God, those are three all things we need to think about, but none of them rise to the level of things that can undermine our republic in a central way. I actually saw the comments that President Biden made to a bunch of soldiers the other day talking about climate change is the biggest threat. That's really got to be disheartening for those young men and women who are serving in harm's way. Look, the biggest external threat to the United States today is by far the challenge presented by the Chinese Communist Party. Under the leadership of General Secretary Xi Jinping, they seek hegemony. That is, you know, it's not the case that what happens in Beijing stays in Beijing. Their actions, whether that's stealing jobs here in America or foisting a virus upon the world, the list is long. The things that they do in Beijing are impacting people all across America. And we are going to have to confront this with the seriousness and determination that we did in our confrontation with the Soviet Union.
Have you seen indications either positively or negatively in your successors so far, Secretary Blinken, or in the Biden administration generally, any indication that they are taking this with the seriousness that they need to, or disturbing indications in the other direction?
You know, Michael, it's been a mixed bag. The rhetoric has been reasonably good. They've confirmed the genocide that's taking place. They've made statements about the challenges that have been presented to the people of Hong Kong, but their actions, and I guess it's early, so I'll give them a little bit of time, but their actions don't yet demonstrate the resolve that's going to be required. We turned to this, the president turned to this early on. We were running full tilt by the time our 4 years ended in taking on all of the various means by which the CCP threatens us. We made the decision to close a consulate, a Chinese consulate in Houston because they're running a spy ring. We were demanding answers and imposing real costs on the Chinese for covering up the virus that came from Wuhan. We'd kicked out lots of Chinese spies who were here under cover as journalists. We'd made real progress, and I hope this administration will continue and build on that because this will take years to push back against the threat that the CCP poses to us today.
I know that regarding the Middle East and regarding the threat of Iran particularly, you strongly disagree with the decision of President Biden to rejoin the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal. What should they be doing to head off the new and maybe even intensified threat of this new, very extreme hardline leader as president of Iran?
Well, look, Michael, as a tactical matter, you opened the show talking about the skirmishes, the fighting that's taking place there today, kind of back and forth. We saw some of that during our time, and we managed to create a deterrence model to convince them not to do that. So this is the technical piece, right? You have to make sure you keep your soldiers and your sailors and everybody safe. Now, we did that largely. We did that by the strike that we took on Qasem Soleimani. We made clear that if we had a proxy force, whether it was the knuckleheads that are Hezbollah, the Hamas rockets into Israel, we said we're not going to just respond to your proxy forces. We're going to come against Iran properly, Iranians properly. This administration doesn't appear to be taking that approach. You know, they're sitting in Vienna, even as this rocket fire, these counterattacks are coming at us. They're sitting in Vienna today about to cut a deal with the president-elect, a fellow named Ibrahim Raisi, truly evil man who murdered or oversaw the murder of over 5,000 Iranian citizens. These folks are evil. They are an ideological regime that wants to wipe Israel and the United States from the face of the earth. We need to accept that this is their mission set and confront them in a serious way. We did that with economic pressure, diplomatic pressure, and a military deterrence model. We built out the Abraham Accords that isolated the Iranians. Those are the policies that worked not only for the Middle East and for Israel, but for the United States as well.
Right now, there's a great debate going on about how we teach the history of this country, what this country was about, what it was founded on, and the reactions to things like the 1619 Project and critical race theory. Do you share the approach of many of your fellow conservatives that this is, in fact, a crucial issue for America's future?
I do. I've seen folks say, well, is it okay to read a book about critical race theory? You know, I suppose that's possible. We read books about lots of ideologies that we reject, but that's not what's taking place in our schools today, Michael. What's taking place in our schools today is an inculcation, an effort to take this as fact and to push not only the theory but the practice that flows from these theories that suggest that people are racist just because of the color of their skin or that somehow the founding of our nation was fundamentally flawed. No, the truth is that our Judeo-Christian tradition and America's founding was something that, as I traveled the world as Secretary of State, people were entirely envious of. They knew we had this noble beginning and that we were this exceptional nation and that we were a force for good in the world. And if we teach this wrong in our schools today, this has the threat, that this poses the risk that our republic will look fundamentally different. If we can't accept that all human beings are created equal and everybody ought to be judged by the nature of their actions and their character, but rather we start imposing a racist ideology and teaching this in our schools in ways as if this is thoughtful, serious, and productive, it's really dangerous.
In the last few seconds we have the 4th of July coming up. Do you have a message you'd like to convey to your fellow Americans for the 4th of July?
Well, I kind of did it. I wanted to all pray for our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that are out there defending this very freedom that we all value. We should all take a little time with family to enjoy it. We are so privileged to have the freedoms that we do here in America. I watched people from all across the world who wanted to have that U.S. citizenship, to get that blue passport, to be American. And we should never take that for granted. This is a wonderful time to remember our amazing history from 1776 and all the amazing things America has done since then as well.
Quick question. When did the Pompeo family come to the United States of America?
So on my father's side, it came through Ellis Island in the early 20th century.
Yeah, as my family, my grandfather came initially in 1910 from Ukraine. And that's the story of America, of a lot of people that we have to be very thankful for. Anybody out there say, gee, I wish my grandfather had gone to Belgium? Not that there's anything wrong with Belgium. Secretary Mike Pompeo, thank you for your service, sir, to our country. And thank you for joining us on the MedVed Show. We'll be right back with more on America, its future, and some of its present problems, including some pretty ferocious political combat, coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America. This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Michael Medved show, I mentioned some pretty ferocious political combat. A lot of that political combat, full of ferocity, is involves Democrats versus Democrats. For instance, they have this election in New York City. Now, New York City is as Democratic as it can be. The city council, the representatives in the state legislature, the control of the state government in New York. It's Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. It's a pure, pristine Democratic paradise, pure of any Republican or conservative influence. And it looked like there was pretty good news because they were electing a pretty moderate guy, someone with 22 years in police service, a black guy, borough president of Brooklyn. He was going to be the new mayor of New York. Headline in the New York Times. I don't know why. I read over these headlines and I laugh. Election board sows confusion in mayor's race. Subheadline. Discrepancy in report. This is the greatest city in the world, right? New York? Biggest city in the country? Discrepancy in report? And then underneath, Adams' lead appears too narrow. Garcia now in second place. The article says the New York City Board of Elections yesterday released a new tally of votes in the Democratic mayoral primary, suggesting that the race between Eric Adams and his two closest rivals had tightened significantly. But just a few hours after releasing these new results, the elections board issued a mysterious tweet revealing a, quote, discrepancy in the report, saying that it was working with its, quote, technical staff to identify where the discrepancy occurred. Does this sound like the mother of all lawsuits on the way from every side, from everyone? The board would not disclose the nature of the discrepancy, seeding further confusion about the outcome and plunging the closely watched contest, New York's first mayoral election to use ranked choice voting, into fresh uncertainty. On election night, Mr. Adams held a significant advantage, but in the unofficial tally released on Tuesday, Mr. Adams, the Brooklyn Borough President, led Catherine Garcia by just 15,908 votes, a margin of around 2 percentage points. Maya D. Wiley, who came in second place in the initial vote count, was now in third place. Mr. Adams had initially led Ms. Wiley by more than 83,000 votes after a count of ballots cast early or in person last Tuesday. Okay, it goes on. The answer is, they have no bloody idea who won this election. And why is that? How is it possible for this country, for this city? How is it possible for them to get hold of some kind of improvement in public safety? Dealing with the police department, dealing with the aftermath of COVID, opening up safely, reopening safely. When they can't figure out a bloody Democratic primary. And by the way, this all has an impact because one of the things it ought to do is it ought to energize the Republican nominee, Curtis Sliwa, who's been a guest on this show, not because he's going to win, but because this is a great opportunity to ask people to turn to the Republican Party. If the Democrats who run the city of New York, right, where they don't have to travel long distance, very concentrated, 8 million people in a relatively small area of territory. But if they cannot organize an election to give you some kind of result, because you know the way that things work now, with conspiracy theories everywhere, the longer they go without declaring at least a provisional winner, or without some indication of what this discrepancy is. And they list the numbers in the New York Times. It is so confusing. I am deeply into this stuff. Jeremy can verify. Jeremy's my witness. I spend my free time looking at these numbers, trying to figure them out. You can't figure out what is happening here. Because now they're applying some of the ranked choice votes, where if you are a voter who voted for, of the many, many candidates for mayor, I think there are over 20. If you got the lowest vote total, then you're stricken from the list, and they start counting the people that you voted for as second choice. You're allowed to have five choices. This ranked choice voting is an idiotic electoral reform. It is going to suppress turnout. You know why? Who bothers to have five different choices that you want to mark for any, basically political junkies? But most people can't even think of five different people. To be like Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Mighty Mouse, Woody Woodpecker, I don't know. I know, I'm showing my age by going to old cartoons. Speaking of cartoons, the GOP has released a pretty forceful ad, I would say. It's an indication of the direction they're going to be focusing on in the 2012 election. And it starts out countering a truly appalling lie by Democrats. The lie being that, oh yeah, it's Republicans who are responsible for defunding the police. Are you kidding me? This is ad a clip 1A, Jeremy. Listen.
Some might say that the other party was for defunding the police. I'll let others say that.
In Oakland tonight, defunding the police has become a reality.
The L.A. City Council has taken its first step in defunding the LAPD. Today, the council voted to cut the budget by $150 million.
Can we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes.
I do believe that we need to reallocate resources away.
So yes, defund your butt.
The City Council passed the New York City budget, which includes redistributing $1 billion from the NYPD budget.
Yes, I support the reallocation of resources from NYPD.
We have to reimagine public safety.
Not only do we need to invest for in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
The Austin City Council making major cuts to the Austin Police Department, voting to slash about $150 million from APD.
Okay, this is appalling. And all of those are clips from leading and prominent Democrats. You recognize, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You recognize President Biden saying yes to the reallocation of resources. And so much of this is, by the way, rebutted so effectively by a lot of the black leaders in law enforcement. It's complete craziness, and it's actually very scary. When we come back, there's a lot going on with extremism, with, in fact, a reconsideration of a position on homelessness, and a new version of American history on Netflix that is sure to be beyond belief controversial. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bill Cosby's conviction for sexual assault is being overturned. The state Supreme Court issuing an opinion today to overturn his conviction. His lawyers appealed to the court in December, arguing his trial was tainted because it allowed for past sexual assaults to be presented. The 83-year-old Cosby released after serving 2 years of his 3 to 10 year prison sentence. President Trump is in Texas meeting with local officials about the illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump saying Democrats are playing games and blaming Republicans for the surge in illegal aliens.
Where they're trying to say this is a disaster for them, let's blame the people that have really done something about it and can do something about it.
Trump joined by Republican Governor Greg Abbott and other former members of his administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved show, the GOP ad, which is going to, I think, make an impact around the country. And without question, this has to become a major focus of the campaign for 2022. Because even though local police decisions are made by the city governments, by and large, sometimes county governments for sheriff departments, and then you have state troopers on a statewide basis. We don't really have a federal police force, nor should we. But those state decisions are going to be profoundly influenced by the election returns. And if the Republicans, as many of us expect and hope, will actually win a decisive control of the House of Representatives, well, then it's going to make a difference on this issue of policing, because the second round of audio clips that they use in the Republican ad actually highlights some of the very prominent Democrats who have taken on the mantle of defunding the police and run with it, basically. And they include people from, and you'll recognize the voices, Representative Ayanna Pressley, who begins this round of clips and ends with the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Listen, this is 1B.
Yes, I support a radical reimagining of community safety and public safety, which means reallocating and not further investing in a carceral state.
And so when we dismantle it, we get rid of that cancer.
The city council gave preliminary.
preliminary approval to cutting losses, and they say more cuts are on the way.
Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million, invest it in health initiatives, training initiatives for youth.
I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
Okay, the idea here, and people need to ask the question, where exactly has this proven an effective crime-fighting tool? Spending more money on community centers, spending more money on health programs or education programs. You can look around the country, and the correlation between spending on those programs, these social programs that liberals always favor, and the crime rate actually going down, there virtually is no correlation. It's not that simple. It is, in fact, very, very different, but there is a direct correlation between changes in policing, in changes in trying to deal with the broken windows aspect of law enforcement, and that what that means is if you let your city go to hell, and for graffiti to appear everywhere, and broken down cars abandoned different places, garbage to pile up, and of course encampments everywhere, then that is always and inevitably has been shown by study after study, and has been shown by recent history. One of these stories about how Rudy Giuliani and Bill Bratton actually helped to bring down the crime rate so dramatically in New York. They actually reduced the homicide rate by 90%. Reduced it. And no, it wasn't by social programs, and it wasn't by midnight basketball, which is one of the programs that have been suggested. It was by devoting more resources to policing. And Rudy tells a story about the squeegee men. It used to be that in New York, it was very common, and I've experienced this and remember it, is that people would be driving along, you stop at a red light, and all of a sudden, there's a squeegee man who jumps out. And he has a squeegee, and he starts cleaning your windshield, and then will block your getting going until you pay him something for it. And you can say, oh, that's nice. This is a way that somebody can earn a few bucks, panhandling, basically, with squeegees. But when that goes on, and there are basically, there's a feeling of threat, it communicates a breakdown in authority. And what police departments are about is basically reaffirming and reasserting that authority. Here is the police chief of Oakland, who we played a number of clips from yesterday, talking about his Democrat-run city council and their defunding of the police. Clip three.
The reality is that we're facing some significant challenges with crime. And I think invested in violence prevention is important, but it's not going to have an immediate impact on the violence that we're experiencing day to day in the city of Oakland. We need the resources.
Is Oakland a dangerous place right now?
Oakland is a city with definitely a crisis around violence. It is a tough city to be in right now.
What would you say to the leaders?
I would say to know that I am not opposed to any new and innovative ways of keeping our community safe. But currently, with 65 homicides, we have a real issue with violence that law enforcement has to step in and be able to do its job and make this community safer.
That's the police chief of Oakland, who's speaking out about as clearly and forcefully as he possibly could. On a less admirable note, there's Ilhan Omar. She appeared with Jake Tapper on CNN, and he asked her, I think, a very pertinent question that could be on the minds even of some of her constituents. She just got reelected. This is clip six. Listen.
So you were questioning Secretary of State Blinken about where victims of war crimes could get justice.
You made comments to him, and also you tweeted, quote, "We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban," unquote. Ultimately, Democratic leaders said that equating the U.S. and Israel with Hamas and the terror and the Taliban, quote, "foments prejudice." And as you know, a group of Jewish House Democrats wrote a letter to President Biden saying that accusing Israel of acts of terror, as you and other members of the squad have done, is anti-Semitic. Do you regret these comments?
I don't. I think it's really important to think back to the point that I was trying to make. Obviously, I was addressing Secretary of State Blinken. The cases are put together in front of the ICC. ICC has been investigating. I know that, you know, some of my colleagues don't lend legitimacy to the ICC, but I tend to think that people around the world who have experienced injustice need to be able to have a place where they can go. And as a country that helped found the ICC and supported it, I think that it is really important for us to continue to find ways in which people can find justice around the world.
Okay, the ICC is the International Court of Criminal Justice, which has a long history of anti-American slant. It's one of the reasons that presidents going back for 20, 30 years have been reluctant to subject Americans to the judgments and the force of the International Criminal Court, the ICC. The conversation with Jake Tapper and Ilhan Omar went on. Clip 5.
You said lawmakers support Israel because it's, quote, all about the Benjamins, which implies that politicians only support them. In 2019, you said lawmakers support Israel because it's, quote, all about the Benjamins, which implies that politicians only support Israel because of money. There was a tweet from 2012 when you said Israel had hypnotized the world. Do you understand why some of your fellow House Democrats, especially Jews, find that language anti-Semitic?
I've welcomed any time, you know, my colleagues have asked to have a conversation, to learn from them, for them to learn from me. I think it's really important for these members to realize that they haven't been partners in injustice. They haven't been, you know, equally engaging in seeking justice around the world. And I...
Okay, that's Ilhan Omar. There's a case here in Washington State about a lawmaker here in our state misusing the Jewish Star of David. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back home, out of prison, back to his home in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. My grandmother lived there and for some years. And in any event, he did not speak to the press. He stood there and his lawyers answered some questions. This is one of the statements by one of Bill Cosby's attorneys upon his release today from the state penitentiary and serving out. He had a term that was supposed to run from 3 to 10 years, and he had said that he would prefer to serve all 10 years than to ever express remorse for his crimes. He didn't want to do that. But he didn't speak about it at all today, but his attorney did. Listen.
And they pulled the rug out from underneath him because from underneath the politics, because of the court of public opinion, and that is not how our system should operate. And when that happens, there cannot be a just sentence. And if there had been a just verdict and a just sentence, we wouldn't be here fighting. But there was not a just sentence and not a just verdict. And I think it's really important that we keep the ball, that our Constitution is sacred, and that we need to uphold it at all times. And I'm glad that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court saw the
matter. Brian Perry.
I'm very proud of the team that we put together, very proud to be part of this case. We always thought that eventually this is where it would end up. Mr. Cosby and I had many, many talks over the last couple of years. I predicted it, and we're here. It's a good day for the Cosby family.
Mr. Cosby, how does it feel to be home? Well, he is extremely happy to be home. He looks forward to reuniting with his wife, uniting with and his children. And obviously, this has been a hard 3 years for this entire family. And it's really a blessing for him. And he says, you know, his heart is just beating really fast. And he's happy to be home.
83 years old. It's been more than a hard 3 years for the Cosbys. They've had tragic death of their son. And obviously, Can you imagine a marriage, I mean, surviving this kind of experience, this kind of revelation? There are 60 women who made charges against Bill Cosby, most of them quite credible. Two 15-year-olds. Now, not that there's going to be anything about that, but my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, does these seminars, which have become wildly popular, and appropriately so, because there's a lot of wisdom in them, about issues in marriage. And they're doing a really powerful seminar this afternoon that I look forward to. And you should, too. It's free, completely free. Go to michaelmedved.com, and you'll find a link to it, or you can just go to barryshore.com. He's the moderator of these seminars. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Shore, like the ocean, S-H-O-R-E, .com. And it's at 3:30 this afternoon, Pacific time. So right after our show, so that I can listen. The subject is politics tearing families apart. And that is something that I think that people around the country who participate in these seminars have a lot to say about. Listen for Dr. Diane Medved this afternoon. Okay, there's another area of controversy. There always is. I mean, I guess that's to some extent what politics is about, is trying to settle things without killing the other guy. Here, the Seattle Times reports, this is a story by Jim Brunner, a Washington state lawmaker critical of COVID-19 vaccine mandates wore a yellow Star of David at a speech over the weekend, it was on Saturday actually, invoking a symbol that the Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. State Representative Jim Walsh, who's a Republican from Aberdeen. Hello, Aberdeen, where we have a proud affiliate. State Representative Jim Walsh had the star affixed to his pink shirt during a speech to conservative activists at a church in Lacey and the basketball gym at that church. It's an echo from history, Walsh wrote on his Facebook page, where a video of the event was posted. In the current context, we are all Jews. Now, okay, Jews weren't ordered to get medical treatment to save their lives. They were ordered to go into gas chambers and die. The appropriation of the infamous star symbol, writes the Seattle Times, used to identify Jews first for exclusion and then for extermination, was criticized as deeply offensive by a local Holocaust education leader. D. Simon of the Baral family, executive director of the Seattle-based Holocaust Center for Humanity, said, "Our government is making an effort to protect their own citizens, not kill them." And it seems to me that's a worthwhile distinction. Can we recognize that the purpose of getting vaccines or trying to promote vaccines is not murder? It is not only trivializes the murder of 6 million Jews during World War II, says the leader of the Holocaust Center, it distorts history. In an interview yesterday, Senator State Representative Walsh said he had been given the star by somebody at the event where most attendees were already wearing one. He described some of the organizers as deeply concerned about vaccine passports and vaccine segregation. Washington State has not imposed a requirement to be vaccinated for COVID-19, working instead to encourage people through education and enticements such as $250,000 in lottery drawings. But the State Department of Labor and Industries is requiring that employers verify employee vaccine status before lifting masking requirements in their workplaces, and to be able to demonstrate how they did so. Walsh did not explicitly refer to Nazis in his speech. He didn't refer to Hitler or the Holocaust. He spoke for 10 minutes. Generally, he urged the crowd of about 100 to push back against government impingement on freedom. In the interview, Walsh compared the wearing of these stars of the Danish people during the Nazi occupation, who, according to a widely shared story, donned yellow stars led by King Christian by the way, to keep the Nazis from singling out Jews. Now, this story has been largely debunked. It's a great story, and King Christian was a great guy, King of Denmark. And Denmark was very successful, by the way, in protecting its Jews from extermination, and did so deliberately. So that's why, of course, Walsh, Senator, Representative Walsh, alluded to it. He said, "I won't say publicly whether I am vaccinated or not," likening his stance to the film Spartacus, in which former slaves under threat of crucifixion refused to identify the title character for a Roman general. I'm sorry, Representative Walsh, how is this like a slave rebellion somehow? I mean, and by the way, slave rebellion in a script written by a former communist. But Walsh also likened any different disparate treatment of unvaccinated people to the Supreme Court's 1896 decision in Plessy versus Ferguson, which upheld that requiring separate railway carriages for blacks and whites was separate but equal racial segregation and allowed. Activists who oppose mandatory vaccines have deployed Nazi and Holocaust analogies even before the coronavirus pandemic, drawing condemnation from the Anti-Defamation League and other Jewish organizations, etc., etc., etc. The ADL has warned in the U.S. and even in Europe that anti-COVID measures and anti-vaccination demonstrations have become the hotbeds of Holocaust trivialization and anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and tropes. Asked whether he could see how wearing the star would be viewed as offensive, Walsh said, quote, "Some people are offended by having to provide vaccine documentation at their work." He added, "I can't control who is offended by what." The Patriot Gathering in which Walsh spoke was organized by Washingtonians for Change, conservative group. Michelle Lee, one of the leaders of the group, declined an interview request, but said in a Facebook message that the yellow star was not my idea. Good. And she said an attendee asked her to wear the symbol in solidarity with Israel. As somebody who cares about solidarity with Israel, let me say, you wear a blue star on a white background or a white star on a blue background. A yellow star like that, all filled in, doesn't work for solidarity with Israel. Simon, who's the of the Holocaust Center, reinforced the absurdity of comparing public health rules to the genocide perpetrated by Nazi Germany. And on that note, can we all agree on this going forward? There are better ways to protest any vaccine programs than what we just discussed in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal Cradle Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.